Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, my mind is gone. Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he's the University of Memphis president, Dr. M. David Rudd, and he joins us now. Dr. Rudd, how are things over at the University of Memphis today?
We're doing well. Things are, I think, going reasonably well these days.
You guys are busy. I feel like you guys have like a million different projects going on. I guess that's the way it's supposed to be, huh?
It is. Yeah, it's always a good thing. I mean, we've got a lot of activity, and we've got a lot of different things that that we're in the middle of, but certainly a good thing for us to be busy and moving in the right direction.
Yeah, a few things. How is the land bridge coming along? Is that almost done? Is it done? Where are we on the land bridge?
Yeah, it's scheduled to be done. The deadline date for the bridge is actually August 1st, but they're a little bit ahead of schedule, so they may be finished before that, but it will definitely be finished this summer and be open before the fall semester. And as you know, it will be an iconic image for the campus and for the community.
Is this going to be going over the railroad tracks? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it already does.
Game changer.
It actually already spans the tracks now. It's been that way for... So, John, where have you been? It's been that way for...
I mean, it's a good question. I'm embarrassed. I need to get back on campus. Yeah, so that's a certain game changer. So yesterday we get the official news. We've talked to you about this before. You helped sort of spearhead this Larry Finch Memorial Project. It's going to be called the Larry Finch Plaza, located there on South Campus facing Getwell Avenue. What was the thinking behind the name and that specific location?
Well, I think a couple of things, and let me say that, one, this has been done at the direction of the committee, and this is a committee that is, broad range of community members, so this is very much a partnership between the university and the community in Memphis. The committee was unanimous in wanting to put it at the entryway of the Park Avenue campus. It will be right across from the new basketball facility. I think the thinking was ease of access, so that you'll have ready access to the plaza. There's available parking in the area, but I think the ease of access was one of the critical issues, and it really will be a nice way to create an element on that campus that will attract people to the Park Avenue campus as well. But they wanted to do the Larry Finch Plaza specifically to really, in a lot of ways, celebrate Larry's life, and it's more than just about basketball. I think that you'll see the committee is going to create some different elements there that celebrate the values that Larry lived and the values that Larry represented in Memphis and across the country.
Former Tiger Herb Hilliard, one of those committee members, says he wants this. I read where he wants the statue to be Larry shooting a basketball. What about you, Dr. Rudd? And are there a bunch of visions, and how much freedom do y'all plan to give to the artist? Are you going to tell him will you come to one consensus of what you want? How's it going to look? How will that play out?
Well, it's entirely up to the committee. So I met with the committee when they started, and I told them that this was entirely up to them. And we really wanted it to be a vision that is shaped by people that were close to Larry, that spent enormous amount of time with him, that recognized and understand his legacy and importance to the community. So they're going to drive that entirely.
Penny Hardaway, we can see the success when we go to FedEx Forum, Dr. Rudd. Everyone can. The place is full. There's an enthusiasm there. Is there any kind of way at this point, when it comes to estimating it, whether you've got a number on the financial impact here year one that he's sort of made, his arrival's made?
Oh, I've always got a number. You should.
I thought so.
Yeah. There's no question. It's been a success across every metric that you could imagine. I mean, they took a program that had very little excitement around it, and it created enormous excitement. And you know this, not just in Memphis, but nationally.
Yes, sir.
people are energized, and frankly, internationally. I've actually gotten a few emails from people overseas about it, which has surprised me. But people are really excited about it. And then, you know, the second metric is recruiting. I mean, look at what Penny and his staff have done in recruiting and positioned this program to be competitive, and not just with top recruits, but recruits at the very top. And then you look at the progress the team has made. I mean, I think this team has looked remarkably good. They're well coached, made progress every game this year, and still are in a position to pursue postseason this year. And so it doesn't matter what the metric is. It's been a good season, and I think he's had an excellent start to it. Will undoubtedly be an excellent career.
You know, you guys as an administration have been so transparent about, you know, the thinking that went into making the move, obviously, to hire Penny Hardaway. And I know you always had a number in mind. I mean, has that number, which you said you have, is it better than you anticipated? I mean, what are we talking here?
It's the number we needed, and it is quicker than I would have anticipated. I would have actually, John, I would have predicted we would have been in this spot in the second year, not in the first year.
Oh, okay, so you're ahead of schedule in that sense.
We are absolutely ahead of schedule, and it comes at a good time for us. As you know, we're wrapping up a media deal. We'll have an announcement for you probably in a week to a week and a half. You know, we've got some good synergy and some good convergence on these issues.
Obviously, I know that you're only at liberty to say so much about that, but when you say the announcement, is that going to be an announcement of, you know, these things are done, these are wrapped up, and here's what we're looking at over the next 8 to 10 years or whatever it is?
That's what's going to be, absolutely.
How would you characterize the process then, if you can say anything about it?
Process. You know, it's been a long process, and it's been a very detailed process, I think a very thoughtful process, and one that is going to move the conference forward in a meaningful way, and I think that it's one that recognizes the value of this conference, recognizes the value of these universities, and most specifically for us, it recognizes the value of the University of Memphis, and that's important for all of us.
So you sound pleased.
Yeah, I'm absolutely pleased. No question about it.
Because you took a very personal role in this, right?
I mean, I've been one of the three people involved in it. Absolutely.
Why was it important for you to take such an active role in it?
I think it's a pretty simple thing. If we don't have success in this area, it jeopardizes in many ways the structure of our athletic department. As you know, we don't have big margins here. We don't have a big payout. We don't have large margins in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And this is critical for the athletic department, and it's critical for the university as a whole.
Like you just laid out, we don't have large margins, and I say that as a U of M graduate, as you know. So when it comes to football, where we're experiencing our, you know, best 5 years we've ever seen in terms of success on the field, and yet attendance numbers are going down, how much more can the school do? How much more can the athletic department do? I know you were trying and got the decks coming, but how much more is there on that side to do when the margins are so thin?
Oh, I think I tweeted out we can buy those dang AAF scanners for one.
Get behind it, Dr. Rudd. We need you in the stands. It's a community effort.
That certainly would help. No, there are a number of things we can do. So, you know, we've had some marginal decline, but one, we've got a good formula that we've implemented in basketball that will be implemented fully in football for counting. We'll have additional, I talked to Tom the other day, we'll have additional scanners. We'll be, in addition to that, we'll be tearing tickets as well to make sure we get good coverage. We'll get accurate numbers on it. The other thing we need, though, as you know, we need good competition in the stadium.
No doubt.
We need some headliners, and Tom is pursuing that. I think you're going to be pleased with some movement in that area over the course of the next couple of years. And we need to be playing high-profile programs because we've got a high-profile program that can compete.
When I asked you on the basketball side of that, is it the same thinking there? Because the home schedule in recent years has not been the best. I know Penny, obviously, that's his responsibility. I know he's very ambitious. Is that the same philosophy as it applies to basketball as well, getting those marquee home-and-homes, as it were?
Yeah, no question about it. And I think that is what we just need to do as a university across the board. I mean, we've got great partnerships in other areas of the universities with top universities around the country. We need those groups. We need those schools, programs coming to Memphis, playing in Memphis, and we'll do home and homes. And we're absolutely going to pursue the steepest and best competition that we can. These programs compete at the highest level, and that's what we want to share with the fans. And that'll fill the arena.
Of course. We are, of course, talking to Dr. M. David Rudd, University of Memphis president here on the show. Couldn't have you on if I'm contractually obligated to ask you about the football facility. Sounds like progress is happening, though. Sounds like we're on the right track with that, right?
Well, I tell you, phase one is almost done. I believe we'll be finished in April, if I'm not mistaken. The permit was pulled for the construction on phase two, which is the cover to the field, and that will move immediately after phase one. I just wonder why I keep getting questions about it. That thing is being built as we speak, and the permits have been pulled, and we're moving the thing forward. And I think we've made it clear the commitment that we have to it. I recognize and understand that people have been trying to get one of those things built here for 20 years, but it actually is in progress now.
That's awesome. Dr. Rudd, you tweeted out a couple of different looks potentially for the overpass over by the Liberty Bowl. I was interested in votes you got today. Was it mostly blue, mostly black? I thought both looks were sharp.
Don't be surprised if you see a different one on each direction.
Oh,
smart man.
I mean, that's just what you do,
clever.
Dr. Rudd. I mean, you're just one step ahead of everybody else. Okay, so let's just 5-year outlook for the University of Memphis, right? What in a perfect world, what's happening at the University of Memphis in 5 years?
Well, I think actually it's something that you guys probably don't talk a lot about, given what it means on the research academic side. But we've established a goal to become a Carnegie One university, mm-hmm. which is a top-tier research university, and we've set that goal to accomplish that within 5 years. And we're investing significantly in research expansion and doctoral program expansion for the University of Memphis, and that gives remarkable visibility to us in terms of what we do academically, and that is a significant goal, and we think it's an achievable goal, and I think it can be done in 5 years.
Dr. Rudd, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, as always.
Hey, my pleasure. And you guys keep recruiting for us. I'm appreciative of the recruiting job. We enjoy that.
We're Memphis guys.
We'll continue to do our best.
We don't try to hide it. Thanks, Dr. Rudd.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Care. Bye-bye.
He is University of Memphis President M. David Rudd. Got a little bit of news there from Dr. Rudd. So in the next week and a half, he said, within the next week and a half, we're going to be having it. There's going to be an announcement on the new AAC
the media
contract.
Rights deal.
Yeah, on the
good
television
news.
Contract.
They're currently
and he
making
says
about $2 million a year. And
yeah.
We'd always talked about, could you get to 6? Could you get to 4? He sounded pleased, so hopefully it's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, he's directly involved in those negotiations.
It's so critical. Like you said, it's not just, you know, it's so critical for this university. The margins are so thin the way he lays it out. So anything more than the $2 million you're getting,
so you
now
gotta think
improvement.
They're in
him sounding optimistic is great.
You got him there in 8 to 10.
I don't know, John. I'd love for it to be between 8 to 10. I don't think I've read
to
any,
8.
Yeah, I don't think I've read anything that speculated to be that high.
Yeah.
Shoot. Where was sign me up for 8 to 10? Dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know if they're getting that.
Anyway, appreciate Dr. Rudd's time. As
sound like
always.
Sound like he didn't put that number on Penny's financial impact, but it sounds like it's up there. Year ahead of schedule.
They're 1 year ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which, again, you could tell. I mean, if you go to a game, right, and you see all those butts in those seats, Tulane's getting 14,000.
Right. You're a lifetime away from the 3 to 4 to 6
yes.
you were drawing last year.
No question about
no question.
It. Penny has revitalized that program.
Yes, he has.
As we know. So appreciate Dr. Rudd's time, as always. All right, we'll come back. Robert Kraft. Owner of the New England
Lord.
Patriots has been named in a prostitution sting.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, but this does not look good.
It does not look good. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.